We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Bringing you to a baby poop in the hay.
There was danger in the manger.
Word, the evil king was on the. They packed and got out face.
Yeah, sorry for all the bleeps, but that is a audio tape that's been released of a Jimmy Kimmel skit from, I don't know, late 80s, 90s sometime. It was a long time ago. 1996, I guess, it was the exact date, where he was imitating Snoop Dogg in a song and was, as a result of that, dropping the N-word in the song.
I believe Snoop Dogg was in the song with him. He wasn't just imitating it. He was, like, collaborating with Snoop on
so
that song.
So they're calling it an imitation Snoop song. But you think Snoop was in the song with him?
Snoop was in on it, was the impression okay. I got.
But anyway, in that, in this, you know, the era of political correctness, Kimmel used the same words that Snoop Dogg would have used. And that is no longer appropriate. I assume it was considered okay at the time because... Let me do the math here. 24 years later, we're suddenly offended by it. I'm just saying.
Here we are.
24
right?
years later, we're offended by it.
Well, the N-word is offensive, but I think when he's collaborating on a song with a black artist and it's their song and he's a comedian, there's probably a
little bit different standard and an agreement
and a decision made. It wasn't just a dropping the N-bomb. That's always been offensive. And
no,
always
I don't.
Will be,
no,
you know?
I didn't say anything otherwise. I'm just saying that I don't know where that stops. I know you're familiar with the name Red Fox, right? You know who he was?
Yeah.
He was a comedian. He was from I believe he had some St. Louis ties. My first exposure to stand up comedy was getting in my dad's record album collection when I was at 10 or 11 years old and finding a Red Fox album of his stand-up, and it was nasty. Nasty. With the language he used and the things he described and nothing was off limits in the early Red Fox comedy. What do you do? Do you go back and act like, again, it's like the statues. It's like history. Do you go back and act like that didn't happen and try to transpose today's political correctness on something that happened 50, 60 years ago? You can't do that. Eddie Murphy has, I remember when I saw him live in concert in the late 80s, one of his stand-up routines at the time was he was really hard on gay people.
Mm-hmm.
He really was. His comedy went hard on gay people. And he was telling this story about going through an airport in San Francisco and all the looks he was getting and people yelling at him and obscenities and stuff like this because of some of the... This was 1980, I'm guessing 86 or 87. If you go back and look at some of his stand-up from them, Raw is one of them. Mm-hmm. There were several others that he put out. There's nothing about any of that that was politically correct.
Mm-mm. I watched that now, so I didn't see it in the 80s when it wasn't as shocking. And I've gone back and watched it, and I seriously don't even think it's funny. Because the way society has changed since then. I watched it maybe 5 years ago, and I was like, this isn't funny. This is just mean and awful, is how I felt when I listened to Eddie Murphy before.
So you probably know Andrew Dice Clay is a really bad reality TV guy now who... He's sort of a caricature of himself, but in the 80s, he was a stand-up comedian, and he was immensely popular
along the same time
as Sam Kinison with some of his dumb songs and nursery rhymes and all of that, which, you know, I could probably still recite because I listened to him so many times. And you can't go back and apply that to that then. So... There's a hashtag trending today, Fire Kimmel, because he participated in a skit with Snoop Dogg in which some of the words dropped the N-word. And it was okay for Snoop Dogg to use it in 1996, apparently, but it wasn't okay for Jimmy Kimmel to use it retrospectively 24 years later. Now that he's a national late night host, he needs to be fired for the sins of his past. What kind of culture are we working ourselves into here? I don't understand that. And I know a lot of common sense people that I don't think agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This one's tough. I think comedy should get a pass. I think Kimmel probably will because he's so liberal, but he's a hypocrite. So as conservatives who listen to him lecture us all the time.
Oh, I know that.
To go back and now it's like, okay, how do you like it? You know, it's like, no, I don't think, like I said, I don't like Eddie Murphy's stand-up. I think it's gross. Do I think that, like, he should be canceled from society? No. But I think it's gross, so I don't listen to it. I'm never going
to protest. Right. Then, you don't have to listen. Don't listen to it.
Kids today know Eddie Murphy is the donkey on Shrek.
And I think that's funny.
Apparently, they're redoing Coming to America, and I can't wait to see that because he's going to be in it again.
I know what that movie is, but I've never seen it.
I've heard good things.
It was a funny movie. There were parts of it that are inappropriate, but it was funny.
Get more at 971talk.com.